must primarily hold banking, the financial institutions in the country, following a dangerous policy ambivalence by the government of Zimbabwe. As you know, in the past, millions of our people lost millions of dollars when we transited from the Zim dollar to the US dollar, and those people have never been compensated. And we are making this precautionary statement to guard against the prejudice of our people by a government that is not known to be trustworthy, that we cannot trust with the custody of our money. As you know, 15 billion has disappeared, and it has not been accounted for, and not a single person has been held accountable for that money. So we are really doing this as a precautionary measure to guard against our hard-earned money, to guard the interests of the people that we represent, the people in the informal sector, the vendors, small scale miners, and so on and so forth.
But these people that you're talking about, Mr. Mkwananzi, were they actually banking the money, or you are making just an appeal here?
Yes, part of what we have been trying to do was to work with the banks and the government to encourage our people to utilize banking facilities. But unfortunately, the recent development show that it is actually not prudent for us to continue with that encouragement. That's why we make this immediate announcement to our people to hold the using the banking facilities until there is clarity in terms of what this new money, the implications of this new money on the money market is, its value, whether it's going to be consistent, whether it's going to be bonded to the US dollar in a consistent and honest way or not.